how soon did you know this was going to be the landing spot for you? What was the last few days like?
Well, it's funny. I think everyone in the household couldn't sleep the last 3 days, even the little one. Up 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up, you know, 7:30 in the morning, not being able to sleep. But I'm pretty sure we made the right choice.
How much did the background with the D-Walk help you to get here?
I mean, it played a part. I mean, me and Coach Walker have a relationship more than just coach-player. I look to him at him like a father figure. At New Mexico State, my junior year, when he came in, we were going to think about transferring to UCLA where he was at. Luckily, he came to us. Built a great relationship and kept in contact. And funny, we always joked about maybe our paths might cross, and here we are.
Do you think your style of cover with the press coverage, do you think you'll fit right into what they want to do?
Oh, yeah, it's what I do. I mean, I feel like that's what God built me to do, be a press man. I'm great at it from watching the film, and you know, already I can tell that this is going to be good.
Were you having your best year when you got hurt this past season?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every year is my best year, to tell you the truth, from my rookie year to, you know, all the way to my, you know, next year to the year after that. I continue to get better, and that's all I ask for, every year to get better, and everything else is going to pan out.
How unique is it to come here, but you're still 25, yet you're, like, probably the oldest corner, you know, one of them that they have here. Is that leadership role something that you embrace?
Yeah, I do. You know, I haven't really been the leader of the group since college. And I missed that. When I got to the league, we had a few guys everyone might know of by Charles Woodson and Tyron Williams, who were quite a bit older than me. But I learned a lot from them, and I'll be able to pass down that wisdom that I learned from them to the younger guys.
What other teams were after you yesterday?
Well, for sure, Jacksonville was front runner. Green Bay, you know, we got a phone call from Seattle and a few other teams.
You mentioned they obviously had corner depth in Green Bay. Was it tough to be patient at sometimes? You were playing every down, and
I have a lot of faith in God. So for me, it was just continue to have faith and God has a plan. Just when my time was to get in, just to do my job, and I did that, and I feel like I did that at a high level. And as you can see, I'm here now. Front of you guys talking about Jacksonville.
When we were talking to Dave earlier, Dave Caldwell, he said, you know, some of your best work was against guys like Megatron, Julio Jones. Do you feel like you're that kind of player that steps up, I guess, in those kind of matchups?
Well, I hope not. Hopefully I step up even when I'm with, you know, lesser quality receivers, I guess you can say. Hopefully every game it's the same. You know, I keep getting better, and I'm acting like I'm against the Julios and the Megatrons out there. Those games are games that, you know, people can point out and like, all right, look at House against these type of receivers. And then I did do good those games.
What do you think your experience been with a winning outfit, winning team? How much do you think you can help these guys grow that way?
I mean, hopefully I can help. I mean, some, but at the same time, as long as we get better, and take every day, literally every day, to get better, find something to get better at, everything else is going to pan out. I mean, that's the way we took it in Green Bay. You know, just every day, find something to get better at, and Sunday's going to take care of itself. Sunday, we're going to go out there, have fun, do something we've been doing ever since we were 7 years old.
Is there anything that you picked up just watching Aaron Rodgers as a teammate that you think you can mention to Blake Bortles?
Work ethic. Every day, this guy comes in every day, and he practices like it's game day. You talking about when he's not reading the coverage right, or if you know he missed someone. You talking about someone getting mad at himself, or it's funny. Every Friday or Saturday, the offense play a little scrimmage against each other, I guess you can say, where some of the offense players go play defense or whatnot. Well, if he loses that game, he gets mad. So he doesn't like losing at all. So he's a competitor. But I'm pretty sure, you know, Blake, what is coming in second year, he's going to grow on his own. And he's going to come Blake Bortles, not, you know, Big Ben or Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So you figure you're going to start, right, and then that full-time starter?
What's
you figure you're going to be a full-time starter?
Yeah. Hopefully, if someone beats me out, then they beat me out. But, you know, I feel like I'm good enough to start, yeah.
What did they tell you about your role?
They didn't really define it yet.
Have you normally played right side, left side, or flip-flop?
In Green Bay, it really didn't matter to which side I played. So I played both sides when I was in there.
What was your perception of the Jaguars, you know, playing in Green Bay, and how has it maybe changed coming here today and kind of getting a sense of the place?
Well, I mean, I always kept an eye over here. One of the reasons why it was because of Dwayne the last 2 years, you know, to see how they were doing and whatnot. But I always know they were a young team. And then I think at the end of the year, last year, you guys won, what, 3 of the last 4 or something like that, huh? Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Or
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So and at the end of the year, y'all everyone got better, and Blake, you know, started playing a lot better, and team was looking good.
What's your reaction when you come here and there's also Julius Thomas coming here, and, you know, is that exciting?
Yeah, oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm really happy with the guys we brought in. I think I'm pretty sure these pieces that we brought in this year is going to help a lot, and then we're going to add people from the draft too as well, and then everyone getting, you know, another year underneath their belt from last year. It's going to be special here, I tell you that.